Obama's radical pro-abortion views will turn off a large segment of Christian voters, who will resolve to oppose vocally his presidential candidacy and vote against him on this one issue alone. One of John McCain's strong points in appealing to values voters will be his pro-life voting record in the U.S. Senate. Through 2006, McCain cast 117 votes in the U.S. Senate on abortion and other reproductive rights issues, 113 of which the National Abortion Rights Action League categorized as anti-choice. In the general election campaign, McCain will be sure to wear this negative designation as a badge of courage, knowing a large segment of Christian voters will turn against Obama once they understand his radical pro-abortion agenda, including his expressed determination to appoint to the Supreme Court only justices who agree with him. Obama's history of opposition to the Second Amendment. A gun case that unfolded while Obama was in the Illinois State Senate reveals his hostility toward the Second Amendment, which he tries to mask by saying he is in favor of hunting and other sport uses of firearms. Hale DeMar, a 52-year-old Wilmot resident, was arrested and charged with misdemeanor violations for shooting in the shoulder and leg a burglar who broke into his home not once but twice. DeMar, well known in Chicago as the owner of the Oak Tree Restaurant on the Magnificent Mile along Michigan Avenue, bought the gun legally in the 1980s from Chuck's Gun Shop in Riverdale. On December 28, 2003, DeMar woke up in the middle of the night to find his home had been invaded by a criminal who stole various household items, including a television, a ring of keys, and DeMar's BMW sports utility vehicle. The next night, the thief returned and used DeMar's keys to get back into the house. This time, the thief set off the alarm system, automatically notifying the security company. Concerned his children were in danger, DeMar got his handgun from the safe where he kept it and shot the thief, who then fled the house by crashing through the front window. The burglar, a 31-year-old with a criminal record, then drove DeMar's SUV to the hospital where he was arrested. On January 8, 2004, Wilmot Police Chief George Carpenter arrested DeMar for violating the town's handgun ban, in effect since 1989. DeMar faced some hefty fines and possibly even jail time under the violations. A few days later, appearing before the Wilmot Village Board to defend why he arrested DeMar under the town's handgun ban, Chief Carpenter explained, "Handguns create a hazard in the home." Carpenter argued his case against a background of booing from local residents attending the packed village board meeting. DeMar said in his own defense, "If my actions have spared only one family from the distress and trauma that this habitual criminal has caused hundreds of others, then I have served my civic duty and taken one evil creature off our streets, something that our impotent criminal justice system had failed to do, despite some 30-odd arrests, plea bargains, and suspended sentences." In February 2004, Cook County prosecutors dropped all charges against DeMar, having thought better about the public outcry that had developed throughout the state over the case. In March 2004, the Illinois Senate passed Senate Bill 2165, a law introduced in response to DeMar's case, with provisions designed to assert a right of citizens to protect themselves against home intrusions. The measure passed the Illinois Senate by a vote of 38 to 20. Barack Obama was one of the 20 state senators voting against the measure. After Governor Rod Blagojevich vetoed the bill on November 9, 2004, the Illinois Senate voted 40-18 to override Blagojevich's veto. Again, Obama acted against the bill, voting with the 18 who wanted to sustain the governor's veto. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, the override vote in the Illinois legislature demonstrated that legislatures are responding, albeit with very small steps in Illinois, to constituents who demand that their right of self-defense be held sacrosanct. Obama was one of the few state senators who did not get the point. Commenting on the DeMar case, Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president of the National Rifle Association, said that when Obama says he believes in the Second Amendment because he likes to protect sportsmen, Obama does not understand that the Second Amendment was intended to allow U.S. citizens to defend themselves, not just to shoot pheasants. Obama's alleged support of the Second Amendment is utterly cynical and false, LaPierre wrote. Barack Obama is not for the right to keep and bear arms. He's out to destroy it. Obama apparently learned nothing from the DeMar case. On February 15, 2008, the Associated Press reported that Obama had voiced support for the District of Columbia ban on handguns while the case was pending in the Supreme Court. In a sit-down interview with the Chicago Sun-Times on April 25, 2008, Obama repeated his support of local officials who enact gun bans in their areas. Agreeing with the National Rifle Association, the Gun Owners of America have also tagged Obama as a committed anti-gunner. So I can now add a second large segment.